Let her explain, because I see her over there making moves, believing in her dreams, raising her family, buying her home, building her business, and taking time out to take care of herself. She's a mother, a wife, a sister, a friend, a daughter, but most importantly, she's you, a child of God. Now stand still and allow me to adjust your crown, because Queen, you did that. Hey ladies, welcome to another episode of Let Her Explain. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is season 2. I'm so excited. Let me tell you, ladies and gents. Man, these last couple of months, life has been hectic, crazy, to just say the least. And when I say overwhelming, very much so overwhelming, but through it all, I have not lost my faith. And that's what I just wanted to come on here today briefly and just, you know, encourage you and as well as encourage myself that no matter how the storm, how heavy the rain that comes down during that storm, you can make it through. There will be a rainbow at the end of that rain, at the end of that storm, because I had to really hang on to my faith. So a brief story. So in October, I live in an apartment complex and we had some rain, heavy rain due to metaphorically, but actual heavy rain from a hurricane that was in a neighboring state. So we got the heavy rain as well. And I parked my car in a place, in a spot that I normally wouldn't park because parking wasn't available in the normal spot. And by a storm drain. I didn't have to go anywhere for a couple of days working from home, and plus my refrigerator was full, so your girl was content with being home. So I decided, oh, you know what, let me go run out and run an errand really quick. Get to my car to see that it is submerged in water. Submerged. The inside of it is submerged. So basically the storm drain couldn't hold the water, or there was some debris clogging, so it kind of pushed the water into my car and basically saturated because it sat for 2 days. So the whole car was just messed up. And now mind you, this is a brand new car. I probably had this car for 2 years, 19,000 miles. And when I say it was just a whole ordeal going back and forth with my complex, with my insurance, thankfully, wasn't a problem. But then when it came to the gap insurance with the remaining money, as well as my dealership and the extended warranty, oh my gosh, that's when it got to be hectic. And I just remember just saying, like, Lord, I don't know why this is happening. I really don't know why, but I'm going to trust you, because I did not foresee me being without a car, like my car being a total loss. That's basically what it was. It was deemed a total loss because the flooding was so bad inside. So I literally had to fight tooth and nails with my gap insurance for them to pay, as well as the dealership to, cancel the warranty and pay out the remaining money, to my finance, institution. So it was literally a back and forth for almost a month. So literally back and forth, I would call every day my mission. Every night I would have a to-do list for the next day. And it was a call this number, call them, you know, and back and forth. For a month almost, I would make about 20 calls, literally, and this is no lie, about 10 to 20 calls a day back and forth. One institution telling me this, no, they're responsible. And it was just a back and forth of yo-yo. And to the point where I literally had to file complaints on them, because they were literally giving me the runaround and they weren't trying to do their job. But I never, though frustrated, now I'm not going to sit here and say I took this like, oh Lord, this is just fine and dandy. No, I was frustrated, but my faith never wavered in the midst of it. Because I was like, you know what? Like I said, Lord, I don't know why this is happening. I can't even now, I still don't know why it happened. But I know that we go through things to test our faith. We go through trials, because when things were going fine and dandy. Since I started Let Her Explain in April, things have been just smooth, dandy, sailing like nothing, you know. And boom, I had this hiccup. And it literally kind of turned my life around because it was so, I had to get so involved in it. And it took a lot. And then to add on some personal family issues, you know, then I had to go and take care of my grandmother, who's now living here with me. So now I have another, you know, another hurdle coming towards me. And I'm just like, what is going on, Lord? Like, why? But then again, like I said, we go through these trials to test us, to test our faith, because we won't grow. We would never grow if things just continue to float by fine and dandy. Now, granted, I love that time. I could sit here and lie to you and be like, oh my gosh, you know, I couldn't stand it. No, I loved that time when everything was going fine and dandy. And then I had these bumps in the roads. But these bumps in the roads have really molded me and shaped me in a way that I didn't even know I had inside of me. When I tell you my level of determination to fight for what I know was right for myself, and just getting what I deserve from businesses and companies that were really trying to duke me over. And I never took my foot off their necks. And that really shocked me, because I always thought, you know, I'm a quote unquote go-getter. But in this time and these circumstances, I really proved to myself on another level that I could do anything. Like, there is no stopping me. My mantra for this whole time with the car situation was, oh, they picked the wrong time, because your girl got time now. And when I say I had time from working from home, which was a blessing. Well, I can definitely say thank you, Lord, because I wasn't required to go into work. And my boss was, you know, so easy going about the situation and didn't give me any slack or anything like that. And so I was able to still work from home, and I would still go into the office from time to time if someone would give me a ride. But it wasn't mandatory for me. So that was the blessing within itself. So I didn't have to, because if this happened last year, your girl would have been like, I what I'm going to do? You know, I got to be in this office 5 days a week. And so now, you know, we going through what we're going through, you know, I have the blessing of being, you know, able to work from home. So that has been, it was truly amazing. And praying about it and just being faithful, because along with my car and my grandmother's situation and fighting for her, getting her things together for her, has also shed a new light on being proactive and being faithful. Because even with her situation, calling, you know, Medicaid and things like that. And because when you call government agencies, let me tell you, that level, that now that's a true test of your faith and your frustration and your patience, because it's so hard to get someone on the phone that's competent, that is going to really talk to you and tell you what you need to, you know, what you need to know to go on to the next step. So I was so blessed to be able to get on the phone with people, representatives that were truly helpful, get the documents that I needed for her and things like that. So it has been tedious. Don't get me wrong. It's been a long couple of weeks, but they have been falling into place. Things have been falling into place as they should over the weeks. And like every new week, there is a new accomplishment of something on for her or something for myself. And I'm just like, thank you, Lord. Cause when I was able to get a major situation, completed for her, I literally got off the phone and praise dance. Like, I was so excited and just about, you know, being able to accomplish that, get that done and over with. Like, I was just like, thank you, Lord. Like, we still got more to do, but just to get that situation done and over with, I was just like so thankful. So in the midst of it all, I'm still praising God. I'm still staying faithful, because I still need to get a new car. But I'm like, Lord, okay, you know, the excitement of, you know, getting a newer vehicle and things like that. But also just saying, you know what, Lord, I know this is all orchestrated by you. this, because of course I would have never picked the situation for myself, but it's orchestrated by you and it is a reason. And whatever that reason may be, I'm going to follow you. I'm going to be obedient. I'm going to be faithful. I'm going to trust in you, because all he requires is me to have faith of a mustard seed. Now, granted, right now I got faith of a watermelon, because your girl needs to get things done. I need to be back on the road again, but I'm able to just praise his name, because he is a faithful God. He is an awesome God. And I never want to lose sight of that because of circumstances. He never promised us life was going to be easy. He never promised us that, you know, we wouldn't have valleys and or anything like that. We wouldn't waver storms. He never promised that. So in the midst of this thing called life, I'm going to trust him no matter how upside down, topsy-turvy that things may get. I'm going to stay faithful. And I hope that you guys do the same, because, you know, as I've mentioned in previous episodes, and even I'm pretty sure you see it on social media, excuse me, all the time. 2020 has been very different. 2020 has really shooken us all up. You know, it has really shooken us to the core of like what's really going on. And we really need to trust in him, because every month has been crazier than the next, but we need to hold on to his faith, hold on to knowing that he is a God that will never steer us in the wrong direction. Abide in him and he will abide in you. You know, he will guide you. Let him be the lamp, the light to your feet, so he can get you to where you need to be, to your destination, your purpose, or just, you know, helping you day to day, because every day is not easy. Some days it's going to are darker than the others. Some days you just might need to just call on his name to just help you get out of bed. You know, it's not even something major, just you know, Lord, I need you. I need to get out of bed. I need to do, you know, help me with my mind and keeping me sane, you know, and health, no matter, you know, your medical issues or whatever you may be financially. Lord, I need your help, because when you call on him, he does hear you. And when you trust in him, he will definitely move mountains for you. So I just wanted to leave you with that and give you a little update, because I know I have been quiet for a couple of weeks. Like I said, life had been just kind of throwing me all type of curveballs, but I never forgot about you guys. I just want to say thank you for always listening to me. I've seen the numbers, been watching the numbers go up, and I'm so thankful. So thankful. I never want to leave an episode. I never want to record an episode and not let you guys know how thankful and grateful I am for my listeners as well as my guests, because it's truly an honor to be able to have my vision come to life and to be heard around the world. So once again, thank you for tuning in. And before I leave, please, you know, follow your girl on social media at Let Her Explain, and that's on IG as well as Facebook, Let Her Explain. And, you know, if you want to check out my website at www.letherexplain.com, I would love for you to just leave a comment, or, you know, if you're interested in being a guest, would love to have you on. So please, you know, let yourself be heard. Let me know who you are. And as always, thank you for listening. On to our next episode. Bye.